The Church Media Podcast, episode 147. Unplug why you and your volunteers need to attend a worship service. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast,
the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church.
We're bringing you knowledge and insight from top media professionals from around the world.
Useful, practical content in the areas of live production, design, leadership, digital communications, and more.
The show notes for this episode and all archive episodes of the show are available online now at the Church Media Podcast.com. And now, broadcasting from the ministry headquarters of 1230 Media, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This week's show is sponsored by our friends at Core Sound Music. Be sure to check out an amazing library of production music tracks for your next video project at CoreSoundMusic.com. And for our listeners only, Mike Graff and the team at Core Sound is giving 20% off any purchase on their website. That's 20% off any music bundle of your choice. And I've listened to these. We've used these soundtracks, these tracks in our custom video projects. Amazing music. CoreSoundMusic.com. Simply use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout for 20% off any purchase from their incredible catalog of production music. Again, use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout at CoreSoundMusic.com and receive 20% off any purchase from their growing library of production music. This week, you get me again. I'm going to be sharing with you reasons why I believe you need to unplug. Plainly put, why I believe you and your volunteers need to actually attend worship experiences occasionally. But first, I want to encourage you this week to pick up the film I Can Only Imagine on DVD or Blu-ray. I did an interview that we released last week on the blog with Madeline Carroll, who plays Bart Millard's love interest in the film. We shared that interview on last week's podcast, and you can listen to the full interview on our blog at 1230.media/blog if you'd like to. We also did an interview when the film released in theaters with director John Irwin. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like.
Well, you know, I Can Only Imagine, for me, started by loving a song. You know, it really, at a time of loss in my extended family, you know, Imagine was like an anchor to my soul, you know, and not to me only, to millions of people, you know, which is why it's the best-selling, most played Christian song of all time. And so I love the song. I mean, I remember, you know, at a difficult time, probably listening to Imagine, you know, 500 times in a row, you know, and just thinking about, you know, a life without pain and suffering and death. And so that's where it began for me. I think where it began for Andy, my brother, was with a relationship with Bart Millard, lead singer Mercy Me, and I think he was at a screening in one of our other films. Bart said, "Hey, would you guys ever take a look at my story? They're developing it at a studio." And Andy said, "You know, it's interesting. They sent us the script this morning." And so, yeah. And so we took a look at the story and, you know, had a very different take, but the story just, you know, blew us away. I remember so vividly when Bart said, "I know God is real because of the change I saw in my dad." He said, "I watched a monster transform into my best friend and the man I wanted to become. And there's just no other explanation for it, you know, than God's work in his life." And when I heard that, I'm like, man, we got to make this film. I mean, what an incredible story. And to see the way Dennis Quaid portrays that transformation on screen is just mind-blowing. It's so great. And he does such a great job. And those are the messages that Andy and I care about. We love to tell stories that are entertaining, that are emotionally relatable, no matter what you believe, but stories that showcase the transformational power of the gospel, that this can change your life and can change any situation and any person. And so it was really just one of those stories. And when I heard that, I thought, man, we gotta get this to the screen.
Really great film, guys. Dennis Quaid plays Bart's dad in the film, and John Finley and Trace Adkins co-star. A great film to have some of your volunteers get together and watch. It's a little heavy, but a good movie. I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD and Blu-ray. Okay, on the way, I'm going to encourage you and your volunteers to sit and attend worship experiences. What do I mean? I'm glad you asked. That's on the way after this church media tip.
And now, your church media tip of the week. Useful tips and tricks to help you transform the worship experiences at your church. Here's Carl Barnhill.
Raise up leaders. Production isn't our ministry. It's the Lord's and the church's. It doesn't belong to us. Our job is to steward it well. If we're not raising people up to serve and giving people opportunities to use their gifts, we're not really leading anything. I've met several volunteers in smaller churches that are sometimes the only ones at their audio console or in their tech booth on a Sunday morning. The only one. And they serve every Sunday, juggling audio, video, lighting, staging, everything. I know that this person is dedicated. I know that this person is there every time the doors are open, but it's not healthy. It's not healthy for volunteers to never actually sit and attend a worship service. It's not healthy for the church to only have a couple of people that can execute media elements on a Sunday. If you're a church of under 1,000 in weekly attendance, depending on the positions and needs that you have, you should have at least 10 to 20 people serving in production. And let me bust the stigma that you have to be a nerd or introvert to serve in production. It simply is not true. When I served as the video coordinator for New Spring Church, we had over 140 people serving on a team in production. There are all kinds of professions represented. If you're willing, teachable, and wanted to help us create experiences where people can meet Jesus and grow with Him, I take you. Mentor, disciple, coach. Raise up leaders. Leave a legacy so that when God calls you somewhere else, the ministry continues and is more effective because of your leadership.
Get more free coaching for your production team through our blog, podcast, and online resource library. Visit 1230.media/training today. This is an exclusive interview from the Ministry of 1230 Media. Here is church media coach Carl Barnhill.
I grew up in a smaller Baptist church and have attended churches where there was only one media guy. This was the guy that usually operated the audio console and recorded the sermons on audio cassette, that's right, to mail to shut-ins in our church. This guy was a one-man band and was there for every service, was the first one there, the last one to leave. He was rarely out on a Sunday, and if he was, the worship service suffered badly. Now, in recent years, I've experienced some volunteers who others think are on the church staff. They're around so much, and even inherit authority because they are there all the time. Now, in looking back, we look on people that serve every time the doors are open as extremely dedicated, loyal, and sacrificial. And hear me clearly, those are true characteristics of a leader, and I'll be the first in line to thank them for their service to the kingdom. But examining this more closely at times, I came to realize that volunteers like this sometimes would rarely actually attend a worship service. Not the case with all, mind you, but I have experienced this situation on more than a few occasions. This volunteer would use serving as a worship services for everyone else card. They wouldn't say that out loud, but that's really what they would do. They would use serving as an opportunity to not have to go in the main room and actually sit and attend a worship service with their family. I've also noticed, even in my own experience, being on the media production staff at two churches, that church media guys rarely attend a worship service with their family as well. The closest I would come to worshiping in a service with my wife most Sundays would be her saving a seat in the back of the booth or in the control room so that when the message started, I could slide back and sit with her until the next fire started that I had to put out. Now, guys, neither one of these scenarios are healthy, in my opinion. In both cases, for the staff member or the volunteer, you're setting yourself up for a burnout. There are strong spiritual benefits for you and your volunteers to worship in a corporate setting with other believers and your family. Now, here are six reasons why I think so. Number one, it strengthens your walk with Christ. God has structured the local church with pastors that deliver messages that draw people to His Son and strengthen believers. We also sing corporately, and that brings us closer to God. You can feel His presence in worship as you sing and as you're focused on Him. Your relationship with Christ will be strengthened when you worship with others and sit down to listen to the message that God has laid on your pastor's heart. Number two, it strengthens your family. It's important to worship with your spouse and children. You need to show them that you value corporate worship. Some of the best moments as the spiritual leader of my family has come with notes or glances or prayers with my wife during a worship service. Actually, worshiping together strengthens your family relationships. Number three, it consistently reminds you of the experience that you're helping create. If you're a participant in the experience that's being created, you can see things from the end user's perspective. You experience it just like another church attendee would. This gives you fresh perspective and consistently keeps what the service looks and feels like fresh in your mind. Number four, it prevents burnout. I moved to a model where no volunteer was allowed to serve every week. In fact, once every 3 weeks on a Sunday was our rotation, same for Wednesday. So they could serve one Wednesday and one Sunday a month. Now, a volunteer could serve in other areas and capacities to be involved a little bit more throughout the month if they wanted to, but we purposefully left some breathing room so that volunteers would not burn out. If they're there 3 to 4 times a month, that's about right. If they're serving on a position, I should take that back. What I mean is if they're serving in other capacities as well as on a piece of gear. We would have our team members only serve on a piece of gear once every 3 weeks on Sunday and then once every 3 weeks on Wednesday. So they're on a piece of gear twice a month. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, I don't have enough people to do that. Well, that's what you need to work on for the next year, is raising up leaders, inviting people into your team. You can read on our blog that I talk about not recruiting, but inviting people into your team to serve. I've experienced myself close leaders that were heavily involved in multiple aspects of our ministry team stop serving cold turkey because they burned out. I've seen volunteers stop attending the church even because they were asked to do too much for too long. Being intentional about unplugging and having your volunteers attend a service helps prevent them from frying to a crisp. Number five, it gives other people serving opportunities. We want our church to grow, right? We want our team to grow, right? So you should consistently be looking for ways to add new serving opportunities for people on your team, even in production. Freeing up a volunteer spot from every Sunday to one Sunday a month creates 3 new serving spots for other volunteers to jump into that position. Now think of that model for every position on your team. You're now setting yourself up for massive growth. Get ready to train people. Again, we have some articles on our blog that can help you and give you resources to invite and train volunteers. You can check out our blog at 1230.media/blog. And we've put some links in the show notes page for this episode also at thechurchmediapodcast.com/147. All free resources that you can use to help grow your team. Okay, my last reason why I believe that you need to unplug is this. It expands your team's capacity. Encouraging your volunteers to attend worship with their families and freeing up new serving opportunities allows your team to expand its capacity. Now multiple people can do what only one person had been doing. Multiple people can be involved in creating experiences for your church. Unplugging from the tech booth actually allows your team to do more with more people. So you may be thinking, that's great for my volunteers, but what about me? I'm required to be there as a staff member. Well, this really depends on your church and varies based on your culture and your environment. I would encourage you to try one of a couple of options. If you can, take one service or portions of a service, the message perhaps, and sit with your family every week. Now, that's not the best option, but at least It's a start at being intentional about unplugging. If you can, don't schedule yourself on a position once a month, at least. This may take some time to build your team up to a point that you can leave them alone, which should be your goal anyway. If that's okay with your church leadership, take one Sunday a month where you're available, but you're not tied down to a position and can sit with your family. I believe we need to find ways to unplug. We need to find ways to put the clear comm down, train other people to put out fires, sit in the pew, and attend a worship service. Hey guys, I want to take a minute to say hello to our sponsors over at Core Sound Music. Most video creators struggle to find music for their videos that isn't cheesy, sometimes spending hours weeding through catalogs of subpar music just to find one good track. You know what I'm talking about. That's where Core Sound Music comes in. They create high-quality stock music to perfectly fit your projects every time. And they intuitively curate their catalog into bundles of music based on genre and mood. The licensing is simple and straightforward too. This is a great way to get amazing high quality music and save countless hours in your creative process. And for my listeners, Core Sound is giving 20% off any purchase made on their website. Incredible deal. That's 20% off any music bundle of your choice at coresoundmusic.com. That's C-O-R-E soundmusic.com. Simply use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA, all one word, CHURCHMEDIA, at checkout for 20% off any purchase from their incredible catalog of production music. Again, use the promo code CHURCHMEDIA at checkout at coresoundmusic.com and receive 20% off any purchase from their growing library of production music. That's coresoundmusic.com, coresoundmusic.com. Check them out today. For more on the podcast, including links to other resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. That's thechurchmediapodcast.com. You can click on episode 147 for the show notes for this episode, several links to articles and resources for how to invite new volunteers to your team, how to train and grow your team is all on the show notes page for this episode. thechurchmediapodcast.com/147 will get you there. thechurchmediapodcast.com/147.
On the next Church Media Podcast.
Next week on the show, I'm going to be sharing with you all episode one more time before we dive back into interviews. I'll be sharing with you 10 game-changing ideas for your production team. These are ideas that I've used at New Spring Church and other churches that I've served with. Some powerhouse ideas that will really take your team to the next level. That's next week. And coming up on the podcast in 2 weeks, I am so excited to share an interview I did with Nikki Leonti Edgar. If you're a contemporary Christian music listener, you might recognize Nikki. She released her first Christian album in 1998. It was called Shelter Me, and then things started to crash for her. She got pregnant with her daughter out of wedlock, and the Christian community dropped her pretty much cold turkey. She has gone on to perform as a backup singer for Carrie Underwood, Rod Stewart, Amy Grant, and a host of other artists, and was featured with her family on season 11 of America's Got Talent as the band Edgar. You might remember her and her family from that. Her and her husband, Ryan, are now worship leaders at a church in California. We talked about how to survive being burned by the church. It's one of the best interviews that we have ever done, and I'm so pumped to share it with you in 2 weeks on the show. Then on July 9th, we have packed our 150th episode with some major players in the faith space. I can't wait to share who we have on the show for our 150th special. It may be a longer episode as we have some big interviews lined up for you. That's in just a few weeks. Lots of great content is headed your way, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so you never miss an episode. And while you're there on iTunes, please leave us a review and rating. It always helps us connect with more churches and help other churches find us better also. So be sure to rate and review us on iTunes. Our podcast is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. The producer of our show is the amazing David Michael Hyde. And thank you for listening this week. Go out there, guys, and create some incredible experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast.
Please take a minute today to rate and review the show in iTunes.
For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your team, visit thechurchmediapodcast.com. We'll catch you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.